This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your Super Bowl, Mike, will be when the NFL changes the overtime rules to reflect your proposal.
Well, what's your proposal?
You don't know the Mike Smith proposal?
No. You have an overtime proposal? No.
I definitely shared that with you. There's no way I didn't share that with you.
What is it?
Oh, my. You don't know this?
It's the end-all, be-all proposal. It's you have to outscore the other team. You cannot play for a tie.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's what's going to happen.
That's right.
Here's what's going to happen in these playoffs, and I hope it happens. I hope it happens. What's going to happen is there's going to be a shootout. Somebody's going to get the ball in the first. It's probably going to be like the AFC Championship game. Probably going to be Cincinnati and Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes will get the ball first. And they're going to go down the field and score. And then Joe Burrow's will get the ball. And they're going down the field and score. And then Patrick Mahomes will get the ball. And they're going to go down the field and score. And they'll be like, well, shit, he got two possessions and I got one. How come everybody didn't get an equal number of possessions? I've already solved for X. I've already solved the problem. All you have to do is you can't play for a tie. So if everybody says, oh, we'll play defense.
Oh,
they're right. So if somebody goes down the field and scores a touchdown on your defense and they kick the extra point, you get the ball back with an opportunity to score a touchdown, which is the rules as is, right? You have an opportunity to score a touchdown. But now, instead of you kick an extra point and now it's sudden death, nah, bullshit.
You gotta
go for two. You gotta go for the win.
Yeah.
You cannot go for a tie. This would end any kind of unfairness. If you had to outscore the other team.
I will say that it does not make a great deal of sense that you don't like sudden death in this first initial scenario, but then you're okay tacking sudden death on after the first. I mean, you're kind of like, why do you only like it when it's after, you know?
Somebody going to score on two possessions and the other team going to feel like I should have got the ball again. If they got an opportunity to possess the ball again and score, why didn't we get an opportunity to possess the ball again and score? That's what's going to happen.
Except
it might not happen this postseason, but it's going to happen.
But as I pointed out before, you're right that you can say a team could say that, but a team could also say, why could they go down and they only have to make an extra point, and now we have to go for two? We don't have the option.
But that's where the play defense and stop them argument comes in, because now it's like otherwise we'd be playing forever. But this is the disadvantage of we allowed them to score the touchdown first, or we lost the coin toss, which still holds a lot of power in the NFL. The disadvantage is they get to set the terms. But on the flip side, if let's say you score first and you kick the extra point, now you run the risk of them going down and scoring and they can beat you and you can't do anything about it. So it's strategy there too. Because what if you decide when you score first, hey, I want to go for two, and force them to have to go for two? That might be a little reckless, but still.
Why not just make it equal possessions? Just everybody.
You play forever.
Because you can still have ties.
You still can have ties.
You can have ties, and you're playing forever, and everybody's always concerned about wanting the game going on forever and ever, this, that, and the other. And the regular season is 10 minutes. In the postseason, you're playing. This way, it ends early. It ends on time. It's not going to be endless this way. I'm telling you, this is perfect. Eventually,
it will
come around to seeing that I'm right. This is perfect. This is the perfect solution. It's hiding in plain sight. Charles, you know people in high places. Just get this in front of people. Get this in the competition committee's hands going into next season, and thank me later. No charge.
The next time you're sharing that green room with Roger Goodell, you should just go ahead and pitch this, because I'm not sharing green rooms with Roger Goodell. I'm just saying. I mean,
he wasn't in there to see me. He was more concerned with Jeff Bezos. He wasn't in there to see me. But I hear you. Fair enough.
You just tell Roger, like, hey, I Jeff work for Bezos. Jeff. Yeah. Work for Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Roger, yeah. Roger, a word. Can I have a word?
A word.
Get on my mind.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.